Welcome to the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm a writer, author, and mentor for people who have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. If you have ever loved or lost someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, then you're in the right place. On this podcast, I will share stories, lessons, and insight from my Alzheimer's journey to help you cope with and grow from yours. This podcast won't change your circumstances, but it will change you. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Life, Love, and Alzheimer's podcast. I am your host, Lauren Dykovitz. I'm so glad that you're here for this week's episode. I hope to keep this one short and sweet. I just have a reminder for you that I hope will bring you some peace wherever you are in your current journey. So for those of you who don't know my story, my mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's when I was 25 years old, and she passed away when I was 35. And at the age of 25, when she was first diagnosed, I was working my first full-time job out of college as a police officer. And I was really unhappy with the job and wanted a career change, but I really had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I was totally lost. So I quit my job when I was 28 and became one of my mom's caregivers. I just sort of figured I would do that while I was trying, like temporarily, while I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. So at the age of 28, quit my first full-time job that I had ever had and became one of my mom's caregivers. And I ended up doing that for the next several years. So I spent most of my late 20s and early to mid 30s being one of my mom's caregivers. I basically put my entire life on hold, my own personal life on hold, to be there for my mom and dad, to help them, just to be available for them. And I was also supporting my husband in his career as he went through flight school and we moved a few times for him to get different experience in his field. So I didn't really have a life of my own. That's how I felt anyway. I did not have a job. I didn't have a family, wasn't raising a family. I knew I didn't want kids, but still most people my age, most of my peers were moving up in their careers. They were getting like their jobs, getting experience and, you know, living their dream or chasing their dream jobs. Or they were raising families, you know, having kids, raising young kids, doing all of that. And although I was married, I got married when I was 26. So although during that time, you know, I did get married, my husband and I bought a house, all of that kind of stuff. But not having a job, not raising a family, not doing any of those things that are like, quote unquote, normal for someone my age, I really felt like I didn't have anything to show for my own life. I had basically put all of that on hold, and I spent most of my late 20s and early to mid 30s just caring for my mom. And I felt like no one my age could relate at all to what I was going through. And so I didn't really have anything to talk to people about because I figured, like, who's going to want to hear about me helping my mom use a bathroom or like having to help her wipe herself or get dressed or how she got lost in her house or things like that. I didn't have a job to talk about. I didn't have kids to talk about. I felt like I didn't have anything to show for my life. And I spent a lot of time beating myself up over that and just feeling like I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't good enough. I honestly felt like I was like a loser because I didn't have a quote unquote real job. And what I was doing was definitely work. It was definitely a job. As you know, caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia is definitely work. It's definitely a job, but it wasn't something I could put on a resume someday. It wasn't something I could use as job experience or to tell people when they ask you, you know, when you meet someone new or whatever, and they say, oh, so what do you do? Oh, I like fucking hated that question. I hated being asked that question because I never knew how to answer that. What do I do? Well, I wasn't working, but I was doing something really hard and really important, caring for a sick parent. But because I felt like people couldn't relate to that, I couldn't talk about that. And I knew it would like bring the whole mood down. And, you know, it was really sad and hard to talk about, made people uncomfortable. So I just never knew what to say. But if I just told people that like I didn't work and I didn't have a job, for someone in their late 20s or early 30s, that sounds crazy. It's like, well, what are you doing? Are you raising kids? No. Do you work? No. But I didn't always want to talk about everything that I was doing for my mom. So I always hated being asked that question. I always beat myself up just feeling like, damn, I should be further along in my life by now. I should have my dream job, which I didn't even know what the hell that was or what it would be. If a genie came to me and said, I will grant you your dream perfect job right now, like, I don't even know what I would have said because I didn't have a dream job in mind or career in mind. I had no idea who I was or what I wanted. And I felt like I had nothing to show for my life. So I would just beat myself up for not being further along, for not doing what my peers were doing, for not chasing some dream job or building some awesome career and not having like a family. Even though I knew I didn't want kids, I just felt like, well, if I had kids, that would almost be like a good enough reason or a good enough excuse as to like why I wasn't working. But not working to take care of my mom at my age did not seem like it was a good enough reason or a good enough excuse, or at least no one would understand that. And so I just spent a lot of time beating myself up, feeling really bad about myself, feeling like I should have been further along, feeling like I needed to do something or I was like worthless because I wasn't doing enough. And I mean, just really feeling like such a loser for not being further along in my life. But I finally got to a point, and I think it was like probably not that long before my mom passed away. I finally got to a point where I was like, oh, maybe I'm not further along in my job or career. I'm not doing any of those things because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I'm not supposed to be chasing a dream job or having an awesome career or chasing all of these goals. I'm not supposed to be doing any of that stuff because my mom is sick and I'm supposed to be right here where I am taking care of my mom. This is my life's path. This is my timeline, not anyone else's. And although it looks different from what everyone else is doing, that was where I was supposed to be. I was exactly where I was supposed to be at that time. And I also began to tell myself that I used to always feel like, what's the big thing? Like, what's the big thing that I'm going to do in my life here in this world? And when the hell is it going to happen? And when am I going to be able to focus on that and be one of those people, you know, like my peers chasing these dreams and goals? And I began to tell myself that I wasn't doing that at the time in my life because it wasn't the right time for me to do that. I wasn't yet the person who could chase those dreams and goals. I didn't have the emotional or mental capacity to do any of that because I was going through something really hard with my mom, and that was more important. And although it wasn't something that I could, or at least at the time, I didn't think I could show for my life, I had no idea how important that journey would become for me. I had no intentions of turning my blogging and sharing my story and all of that into like more of a business where I help other people who are going through it. I had no idea that I would write two books. I had no idea that I'd be doing this podcast. I had no clue that I would be turning my pain into my purpose and sharing my story in such a way that it would help so many other people who are going through it. And at the time, I just knew that what I was going through was really hard. It was taking up all of my emotional and mental capacity and a lot of my time. And that was exactly where I was supposed to be at that time of my life. And I, of course, now it's easier on the other side. My mom has been gone for 3.5 years now. I'm now 38 years old. I've established a little bit of, you know, my business, and this is what I want to do with my life, is help other people through this. And it's easier for me to look back and say this now, but I can now see so clearly why I was doing what I was doing at the time. I was becoming the person that I am today, who is capable and equipped and has the capacity to help other people who are going through this journey. And I believe that is what I am meant to do, to help people through this journey and to help people on the other side of this journey to sort of find themselves and rebuild their lives. And I do plan on getting into doing more of that work in the near future. But I do believe that that is my purpose, and that is what I'm supposed to do here. And there's absolutely no way that I could have done that while I was still going through what I was going through with my mom. I could not have supported other people or helped guide them through it, because that's what I was going through. I had to go through that to learn what I learned and to become the person that I am today, sitting here talking to you on this microphone, sharing this insight with you. So, kind of all of that to say that, remember, wherever you are on this journey, beginning, middle, end, or if you're on the other side of it, or if you're not even going through it and you're just going through another hardship, or maybe if it's even an easy time in your life and you feel guilty about that, just remind yourself that you are exactly where you are supposed to be right now. If you aren't working because you're caring for a parent and possibly also raising kids, having babies, doing all of that stuff, if you're not working because of that, if you're not doing much other than caring for your parent or another sick loved one, if you're not doing much because you're raising babies, if you are full into your career because you're on the other side of this journey and you now have the time and the capacity to do that, or if you're still healing from your journey so you're not ready to do that, literally wherever you are in your journey, in your life, is exactly where you are meant to be right now. And don't discount the work that you are doing every single day toward becoming the person that you were always meant to be. And you will figure out who that person is along the way and what that person is supposed to do in this world, in this lifetime. You don't have to have it figured out right now, today. You might be in a season where it's really not the time for that. But someday it will be. And you will be so ready and so capable of doing whatever that thing is, whatever the dream is, if it's a job or having a family or if you want to start a business, anything like that. And you don't have to use this journey to start a business to help other people going through what you're going through. You don't have to do what I did, but you might just be able to help a friend or another family member, or you might be a better spouse or a better parent or a better friend because of what you are going through right now and what it is teaching you. So don't discount how important and how big this part of your life is, this season in your life. It has meaning, it has purpose, and someday you will figure out what that is. But just know that right here, right now, you are exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing right here, right now, at this time in your life. So I hope that brings you some peace wherever you are today. I hope it is a helpful reminder to you just to not be so hard on yourself, not beat yourself up for not being further along wherever you are in your life, whatever age, whatever stage of life. Don't beat yourself up for not being further along. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, I would love to hear from you. Please leave me a review, or you can reach out to me via DM or email. I'm at Life, Love, and Alzheimer's on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find a link to my blog and all of my stuff in my Instagram bio. So reach out to me. Let me know if this was helpful for you. And I look forward to chatting with you again next week.